Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose. And let it out slowly. Take in another long, slow, deep breath. And imagine God Himself breathing His very breath of life into your nostrils. Imagine His invisible, personal, life-giving presence filling every space of your being. Allow His presence to invigorate you, to enliven your mind. Just invite Jesus to be present. Be Lord, to be in control of the next few minutes. And ask God's Spirit to speak as we pray, as we meditate. As we read the scriptures, Spirit, would you speak what our souls most need to hear from you? Today we're going to meditate on eternity. Peter writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, our Messiah. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus, our Messiah, from the dead. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused us to be born again to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. God, would you allow these words to ring true in our hearts and our minds? Would you stir them by the power of your Spirit within us? Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus, our Messiah. Spirit of God, would you reveal to us where our hope is? Lord, would you expose the places our hope is not yet fully on all that Jesus is bringing at his return? God, is there anything in this life that has made its way into the foundation of where our hope rests? Spirit, is there any relationship or job any pleasure of this world any mission we hope to accomplish that has become our hope any outcome any working out of a circumstance Search us and know us, O God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Messiah. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope. God, would you stir that hope within us? That living hope. That hope that is alive. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Messiah. According to his great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus, Messiah, from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. God, how might you enliven our minds to the inheritance that you are guarding for us? How might you captivate our imaginations with the inheritance that you have bought and paid for, that you have provided for us, that you are guarding for us, that you are keeping safe? How might you awaken our desire for you to no longer see in a mirror dimly, but to see face to face, to be fully known and to know fully? To experience the fullness of joy in your presence, the pleasures forevermore. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus, Messiah. God, would you set our hope? Would you fasten our hope, secure our hope fully? Unto all that will transpire when you return. May we long for that day. May we be on the lookout for that moment. May our hearts ache for your return. God, may we be a people whose hope is fully set on the grace, the gift, the inheritance, the return. Lord, would you stir our imagination? Would you get us excited about what you have in store? You who are far more creative when it comes to the good that you desire for us. May we be watchful and waiting, men and women on the lookout. Sons and daughters who have their hope set on you. Lord, we need you. Captivate our hearts in a way that brings honor to you, in a way that draws us nearer to you, in a way that beckons us into abiding in the true vine. Set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of your Son, in whose name we pray, Jesus. Amen.